Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I've identified some really exciting new outlets. The way things are, I reckon they could really help us improve our returns on the sheep.
Okay, fire away.
Right, well, Hassett Hills was obviously set up in the first place to market the meat ourselves, cut out the middleman, get the best deals.
Yeah, and we haven't done badly, all things considered.
Yeah, of course not. But I reckon you've all taken your eye off the ball lately.
Oh, in what way?
Well, I thought I should have an in-depth look for places whose ethos really matches up with Hassett Hills, places that value local produce and use it in their marketing.
And?
I've been checking out websites and putting in some calls. And honestly, Dad, there are a lot of places out there which are perfect, but we're not supplying them.
Right.
I think the trouble is, you're all busy farmers. You don't have time to do that sort of research.
Well, that's true enough. It takes me and your mum all our time to get the beef out there.
Exactly. So, I think we could make giant strides if we got organised.
Okay.
And then, I thought we could start making use of the fleeces too.
Really?
Well, we chuck them away at the moment, don't we?
Well, more or less, yes.
So, I reckon we could turn them into luxury gear, you know, like hats and mittens and stuff.
Well, it's a nice idea, Pip, but it'd be pretty complicated, wouldn't it?
I've seen it done elsewhere, Dad. It does work.
Yeah, OK. I mean, with businesses which are dedicated to doing just that, but it'd be quite hard to identify the right people to wash and process the wool and design the product, wouldn't it?
I still reckon it'll be doable.
I think the jury's out on that one.
Oh.
But otherwise, sounds great.
You really think so?
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, apart from anything else, I reckon your tutor is going to be really impressed.
Oh, yeah, but I want this to work in the real world.
Yeah, of course you do. I know that. And I'm glad that you've talked to Adam about it.
I'll wait till you hear my last idea. Dad?
I'm sorry, love. I was just clock-watching, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I can see that.
Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't we let your mum in on this? I'm sure she'd love to hear your ideas later on.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I want to get some slurry spread before the temperature starts to drop. I can't put it on frozen ground.
Oh, yeah. Bit of a nightmare trying to second-guess the weather all the time, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Mum seems a bit stressed with it, doesn't she?
Does she?
Well, she seemed a bit down in the dumps at breakfast anyway. She had a real go at Ben.
Did she? I missed that.
Oh, you'd already gone, but Ben was going on about how cute badgers are. She got really annoyed.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
I know.
Oh, hey. Looks like you've made the most of a morning off.
Oh, thought I'd do the pork cobbler for lunch.
Oh, great. Well, that one's definitely in the running as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, right. I think we'll give it 30 minutes on high and then turn it down and cover it for the last 20.
You're the expert.
I think I've sorted which ones you want to try for the ready meals. The list's on the table.
Oh, great. I'll tell you what. Could have done with another couple of layers this morning.
I bet.
I thought it was going to just be the milking, but no, the morning isn't complete without cutting some cabbages too.
Your dad probably thinks he should make the most of you while you're there.
Yeah, probably.
Are you gonna hang that up?
Just get my circulation going first. I bumped into Daryl from next door as I was coming in.
Oh, is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Sounds like he's looking forward to doing some jobs for Gran this week.
Oh, yeah. Ilona said he was at the lodge tomorrow. Can't wait to get stuck in, she said.
He's obviously on the lookout for more work.
We should try and help him if we hear of anything. He seems a really nice bloke.
He does, yeah. Hey, you.
What?
Come here. You just look so gorgeous in an apron.
Oh, hey, watch it.
No, I mean it. It's very you.
Just don't push your luck.
David, feels like we've been doing this for months, doesn't it?
Well, it's one job we could certainly do without.
Where are you going to spread it?
Blacklands again, I think. So at least I haven't got to haul it up to Home Farm.
Right. Oh, stay there, Mum.
Oh, hi,
Pip?
You're both here together, so can I talk to you now? While you're standing still in one place, and before you're exhausted and in front of the telly.
Sure, if you really want to discuss it by the slurry lagoon.
Right, well, what I thought would be really great would be to market everything through a celebrity lamb.
So how exactly does a lamb become a celebrity?
I'd find the one that seemed the most photogenic and make it the face of Hassett Hills.
Oh, I see. It would probably want a bit of airbrushing, would it? To make sure it was looking its best.
Yeah, probably. No, I could give it its own Facebook and Twitter account.
Right. Very ingenious.
Trouble is, they're all photogenic, aren't they?
Yeah, but there's always one that, like, stands out from the crowd.
If you say so.
It could make personal appearances. Well, virtual ones anyway. And I'd blog about its celebrity lifestyle.
Oh, you'd enjoy that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I could make it quite witty. You know, going on about it needing makeovers all the time and demanding loads of money to open supermarkets. So, what do you reckon?
Yeah, great. Sounds like it's got real potential.
Oh, good. Dad?
Yeah, no, I agree. What I'll do is I'll talk to Bill Oldfield.
Oh, he's the Hassett Hills chair, isn't he?
Yeah. I'll ask him if you can present all your thoughts at next week's meeting.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks, Dad.
It's a pleasure.
Obviously, I'd work on my notes, polish them up.
They'd really tell you what they think, though, Pip.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Good. Well, look, I'd better get on. I think the tank is nearly full.
Bit more to go, I reckon.
Well, you can really see the damage the badgers did from here, can't you?
Yeah. They couldn't have caused more trouble if they'd tried, could they?
So what are you thinking, Mum and Dad? Do you want to invest in the bulk storage tank?
We're still working it out. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, of course. So you've got to make the cows pay.
Got it in one.
I have been wondering if maybe we should take another look at the New Zealand system. I don't know what you think, David.
Well, maybe, yeah.
But didn't you say there are knock-on effects, especially from having the cow spending so little time inside?
There are, yeah, but it definitely cut costs.
I understand that, but you get less milk as well, and with all the cows calving in the spring...
Well, it would mean the cash flow is uneven because they'd be dried off in the winter, obviously.
So doesn't that rule it out?
Well, no, because they make the most of the grass in the spring and summer. The output might be lower, but that's balanced by the lower costs. Well, that's the theory anyway.
Oh, right.
Well, I think we're done. I'll just go and switch off.
Okay.
Oh, dear. It is quite a problem, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I sometimes think we're going round in circles trying to solve it.
So, which do you reckon are our top four?
Well, definitely the spicy meatballs in the red pepper sauce.
Yeah. And, of course, the pork cobbler has to be in there.
Plus, this is what I think anyway, the pork lasagna and the stir fry.
Okay. Done.
So, did you manage to talk to your mum this morning?
I did, yeah. For about 5 minutes anyway.
You didn't have time to persuade her to do the speech at the launch party?
Nope. Not much progress on that front, I'm afraid.
Oh, it'd be so much better if she did.
Yeah, I know. And time's ticking on now.
Yeah.
The only thing that really seems to be firing her up at the moment is the news about the BL Dairy.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. It does sound pretty horrible. Although Lillian and Matt are all for it.
They would be.
They reckon it will be a boost to the local economy.
Matt's always going to be after the main chance, isn't he?
Yeah, never mind what it does to the countryside and the poor cows.
I still don't quite get it.
Sorry?
I mean, if you did go with the New Zealand system...
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you need to expand the herd?
We would, yeah.
And wouldn't that be very expensive?
Well, it wouldn't involve a huge capital outlay, but of course we would need more grazing.
More grazing?
Yeah, so the sheep would probably have to go.
No, you can't be serious.
We have to consider it, Pip.
Okay, I see there's sense in what you're saying about expanding the herd, but... Well, don't my plans mean anything?
Of course they do.
It's not something we particularly want to do.
It's like you said, our problem is trying to make the whole dairy enterprise sustainable. Pip?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm going to have to take up jogging or something after trying out all these recipes. I was already feeling stuffed after Christmas.
Rubbish. Bet you haven't put on, more than a couple of...
Careful.
1 pound max.
2.
Oh, that's nothing. Suits you anyway.
Okay, stop there. Next you'll be saying how you like a woman with curves.
I won't.
Yeah, right.
Ah, that was great, Bren. I've delivered the business cards to Jack's for the farmhouse breakfast week.
Mm.
Kent had said he'll scatter them round the tables, make sure people carry away both our website addresses with them. So that should spread the word a bit.
Good.
We're a great team, Bren.
Mm.
And after that lunch, you've definitely earned your birthday treat on Saturday.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm.
We are going to have that holiday, though, aren't we? Someday soon.
Well, definitely. I mean, this snowboarding in a day session, it's just a taster.
Is it?
Once the business is back on its feet, I'll take you somewhere wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'll be the real thing.
Hi, you must be starving.
Yeah, job done anyway. No frost, thank goodness.
Hi, Dad.
Hiya.
We've eaten, I'm afraid, but yours is keeping hot in the arga.
Oh. I'll get it for you.
Oh, thanks, love.
I still can't believe it, you know.
She's very upset about the sheep.
Oh. I mean, I've just been telling you about all the ways I'd thought of to make some money from them.
And they were really good ideas.
Yeah, but it just feels as if I've been wasting my time. It was all for Brookfield, not just a load of theories to impress my tutor.
I know that, love.
I thought it would help.
I know.
It has helped.
That's why I put so much into it.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll talk to Bill Oldfield. I'm sure he'll give you the go-ahead for you to do the presentation. I mean, you know, you weren't just thinking of Brookfield as the beneficiary of all this, were you?
Well, no, but... Oh. Probably sounding unreasonable, aren't I?
Of course not.
Because I do know it's really difficult trying to find ways of making the herd pay. But, well, I really thought you'd knocked the New Zealand method on the head a while back.
Things were very different then. We've run out of things to try with the setup we've got. And now we've got to stump up for the slurry system.
But it doesn't seem right to be rehashing it when sheep prices are so buoyant at the moment.
No, we can see your point of view.
You're talking about expanding the loss-making part of the farm and getting rid of the one that makes a profit.
Look, Pip, we're only turning over possibilities. That's all.
Yeah?
Nothing is settled yet.
I really hope not.
I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I'm sure it's just a temporary glitch. If you could give all your details to Katerina, that would be a tremendous help. Do excuse me. Ian? Ian, if you could just...
Caroline, is everything okay?
Not really, no. Our whole broadband system is down.
What?
It's a nightmare trying to check people out.
Oh, no.
Do you think you could try and get hold of our IT advisor? His number's on the board in my office.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
In the meantime... We'll just have to take down details from people's credit cards by hand if they have no other way of paying. Poor Katerina's really struggling.
Well, so where's Linda?
Down with flu, unfortunately.
Oh, flu, Linda. Okay.
Yeah, if you could make that call in, I better get back to the fray.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks. Now, who's next?
Our server's down, Jenny.
Hmm? Is it? Oh, dear.
It's typical. I had so much to get through this morning.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be sorted out soon. Look, why don't you sit down? Try and relax. Technology can get you so wound up. So, stopped you in your tracks, has it, darling?
Well, we're so busy firefighting, scurrying around trying to repair the damage. It's infuriating.
But you're getting on top of things.
Well, Annabelle's arranging a meeting with our PR agency this week so we can knock all that nonsense and the echo on the head.
I did rather feel I was, running the gauntlet in the village yesterday when I took Mum to church.
How do you mean?
Well, everyone seemed to be talking about the plans for the dairy and having an opinion of some sort.
And all based on total misinformation, of course.
Oh, I suppose it was bound to happen once it got out.
Well, once it got out in the way it did, yes.
Look, I'll try and ring the helpline, if you like.
Oh, would you? Thanks, darling. Look, if I can't work on Ryan Asper's, I might as well see how Will's getting on with this week's shoot.
Oh, what a good idea. And get some fresh air.
What? You mean it's everywhere?
Afraid so. I've just spoken to Adam and the phone lines are down all over the village.
Oh, but how long before they fix it?
No one seems to know.
Oh, Lord. I thought it was just a temporary glitch.
You suddenly realise how much you depend on going online when something like this happens, don't you?
I was putting it mildly.
I mean, I just had to phone in a couple of orders to my suppliers. It seems to take twice as long.
Well, of course, if it does go on, we'll have to try and bring in some extra help.
Oh, it's a pity Linda's out of action.
Oh, I know. Such bad timing. She can't help it, of course, poor thing.
I mean, it has to be something really bad to stop Linda in her tracks. Oh. I suppose we're in that post-Christmas New Year period, aren't we? You know, when people tend to get things.
It's just such a chore taking everyone's details down by hand.
Easy to make mistakes, too. Oh,
exactly. Katerina was getting in quite a panic.
Anyway, look, sorry if you'll excuse me, Caroline. I really better get back to the kitchen.
Yes, of course. Thanks for letting me know, Ian.
Yeah, we're not going to get many late bookings for lunch over the phone, are we?
No. Oh, please don't go to voicemail.
Hi, Caroline.
Oh, Oliver. Thank goodness.
Everything okay?
Not really, no. Are you terribly busy?
Well, I was just helping Ed, but if you need me...
I do, yes.
I'll be right over.
Oh, thank you. That'll be wonderful.
Oh, hi, Tom. You okay with the door?
Yeah, I think so. I've got it. Should I put the yoghurts on the side here?
Yeah, that'd be great, thanks. I'll sort them in a sec. I'm just texting Sarah.
Everything okay with Henry?
Yeah, fine. She says he's on good form. Oh, well, he was trying so hard to say her name when I dropped him off.
Aw, clever boy.
It's just sounds, of course, but he really wants to make you understand.
Oh, you wait. He'll have no trouble saying Uncle Tom.
I'm sure he won't. Mm.
Right, well, guess what I've brought to show you.
Go on, surprise me.
The new packaging for Ambridge Organics just arrived.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, let's have a look.
There we go.
Oh, these are great, Tom.
Gives us a really fresh image, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ambridge stands out, but the organics part's clear too, so it doesn't look like we're hiding it in any way.
I know. I want to upload the images onto the new website straight away. Okay if I use the computer?
Yeah, sure.
You heard the phone lines are down in Ambridge, did you?
Yeah, Mum rang me. What a pain.
No one can do anything. Oh, it'll be so good to lose the Bridge Farm label.
I know.
We should celebrate.
Don't let Mum hear you say that.
Well, I'm just relieved, that's all.
It is really hard for her and Dad, though, Tom. I mean, it's the end of an era for them, after all.
For all of us. But we can't afford to look back now, can we?
No, suppose not.
And it's definitely not the mood we need when it comes to the launch. So, let's hope they're both on top form for that.
Yeah.
OK, let's get these images up on the site.
Thank you for being so patient. I've actually upgraded you to one of our luxury suites to make up for any inconvenience.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay.
Oliver.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, I think we're coping fairly well.
Are you? Oh, good.
Well, most people are very understanding, I must say.
And we're writing everything down in the desk diary now, are we?
We certainly are.
Oh, dear. I just wish we could get back online.
Hopefully it won't be long.
I'm worried, Oliver. We can't check our bookings, so we don't know if anyone's cancelled. We don't even know if anyone's tried to book. It's really alarming.
Yes.
And trouble is, people who are trying to book online to get our special deals will soon look elsewhere, won't they?
Oh.
It's not as if it's our busy time of year. We can't afford to lose people.
Oh, looks as if we have some more customers.
Yep.
So let's just concentrate on the guests we do have, shall we?
Yes, yes, of course, you're right.
Yes, we've done it, Helen. Come and see.
Oh, hang on. Let me just empty this box. Okay, that's the lot. What is it?
Exactly what we wanted to happen.
Yeah?
I've just done a search for Ambridge Organics, and there's no mention of E. coli or Bridge Farm until page 6.
That's amazing, Tom.
I know. Feels like a great weight has just rolled off our shoulders, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
We're nearly there.
think back to a couple of months ago and compare it with where we are now.
Oh, that's true. We were really floundering.
We were sinking. Underwoods wouldn't even give me the time of day. Now they've increased their order.
Oh, that's great, Tom.
Okay, the unit price is the same, but I can work on that. And I had a message on my phone just now from Octagon Foods.
Who are they?
That wholesaler in Felpersham. I've been trying to see them forever. Well, they emailed me last week to say no thanks, and then I suddenly get a text out of the blue.
Great.
They've called me in for a meeting on Friday.
Talk about a human dynamo. I'm not sure I can keep up.
Yeah. And farmhouse breakfast week at Jack's should be useful.
Well, you provide at least half of the breakfast if you don't count the toast.
Kenton's got a pig-shaped notice on the counter saying, sausages and bacon, locally sourced from Tom Archer. And he's putting my new business cards on all the tables. Only one small cloud on the horizon.
What, the phone lines being down?
Shelley Brazil.
Oh, I thought she was coming.
Yeah, she was. But I had a call to say she couldn't make it after all.
Jenny!
Ah, hello, darling. How is Will doing?
I must say, I'm really impressed with him. He's hit the ground running since he got back from his honeymoon.
Oh, good.
Because I did worry giving him time off with it being our busiest time of year, but he's totally justified my faith in him.
So they really enjoyed Cape Verde, did they?
Will says they had a wonderful time. Oh. And he's busy carving a new name for the cottage to remind them of it.
Oh, yes.
Evidently, they're changing the name from Casa Nueva to Greenwood Cottage.
Oh, how sweet.
He does seem very happy, I have to say. It's nice to see.
Well, shall we go in? It's absolutely freezing out here. And you seem to have cheered up a bit too, darling.
Oh, well, we made some progress. Annabelle rang when I was out. She's fixed up a meeting with Moynihan and Parker for Wednesday.
Oh, that's good news.
It'll be a huge relief to have their input. Now all I need is for the phone line to be sorted so I can get on with some work.
It does seem to be going on a bit, doesn't it? I just popped down to the village to get a few things from the shop and it's all very difficult there.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, come on, let's get into the warm. Shut the door quickly, darling.
Okay.
And of course, the post office has had to close and it's cash or cheques only for purchases and poor Susan was looking quite frazzled.
I bet she was.
And older people are the worry in a situation like this if they haven't got a mobile. It's a nightmare for them.
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, thank goodness Alona is there for Mum.
Well, maybe she'll change her mind about having a mobile after this.
Well, maybe being the operative word.
Does feel very last century at the moment, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, in an odd sort of way. It's quite comforting.
Is it?
Well, you can feel so got at with emails zapping all the time, can't you?
Oh, that's true, I suppose, yeah.
And then you worry you're going to get left behind if you're not online all the time. It's ridiculous, really. We can't seem to live in the moment, can we?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, darling.
And if it wasn't for the awful inconvenience, it would almost be a relief.
I mean, it was rather pleasant to be out in the woods.
There you are, then.
I suppose I'm not very good at living in the moment, am I?
Not many of us are, more's the pity.
Yes.
If you could ask him to give me a call, yeah, that would be great, thanks. Bye.
No luck.
Unfortunately not. I've left about 3 messages.
And he's one of your main suppliers?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like I've spent half the day chasing him.
Well, if I can do anything...
Oh, well, thanks, Oliver. You've already made a huge difference. And, of course, it adds to the problem that everyone has to bring their orders to the kitchen instead of just tapping a screen.
Yeah, it would do.
Oh, dear. I've just managed to upset a guest.
Huh?
She seemed to find it intrusive when I asked for her details.
Well, how else are you supposed to extract the payment?
Exactly. I didn't understand what was going on at all. Oh, I wish I had the faintest idea where I put our old manual card machines. Maybe a backup, at least.
Yes, you don't imagine you'll ever need them again, do you?
Anyway, there's a bit of a lull. So, any news?
There is, unfortunately.
I can tell from your face it's not good.
Neil rang. He's just been in touch with the police. Seems the problem is rather more serious than we thought.
Really?
Hmm.
thieves have ripped out a length of main cable between the Exchange and Ambridge.
Oh, Lord.
They were after the copper, of course. The phone companies say it's a long length of cable gone. It could be several days before it gets sorted.
Oh, no. Mm. I feel as if it's been going on for weeks already.
I know what you mean.
What are we going to do?
There we are. That should keep you going for a while.
Christine, good morning.
Oh, hello, Jim.
It looks as if your birds are in for a treat.
Oh, well, it's little enough to spend for the pleasure I get from watching them.
Anyway, I just wanted to check how you were managing without your phone.
Oh, fine, really. So far, anyhow.
Oh, good.
Have you heard how long it's going to be before they mend the lines?
Well, it could be a day or two, I'm afraid. Evidently, the thieves got out rather a large amount of cable.
How on earth did they get away with it? It seems incredible.
It does. It must have taken a while.
Well, perhaps I ought to top up my mobile then.
I don't think I've ever seen you use one.
That's because I keep it in a drawer most of the time. Peter's always nagging me about it.
I'm sure he is.
I do try to remember to take it with me when I see him, mainly to keep him quiet.
Well, this is one occasion when it might be a good idea to get it working.
Perhaps I'd better. Just so Peter can call me if he needs to.
Hello, both.
Oh, hello, Neil.
We were just discussing the phone lines. Any news?
No, afraid not. I did ring the telephone company this morning and they say there's been a bit of a hold-up. Something to do with flooding, I think. They can't say how long it'll be.
It's appalling that thieves are willing to create havoc like this. And all for a bit of scrap metal.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
I think they're trying now to stop dealers taking in stolen metal.
Yes, I've heard that as well. Anyway, I'd better get moving. I need to finish the trench at number 6 so I can lay the pipes for the bathroom.
Oh, I saw you'd had a skip delivered.
Yes. Trouble is, I'm not getting on very quickly. I'm hoping Christopher's going to give me a hand a bit later.
Well, I just hope it doesn't pour down again for you.
Me too. A couple of people saw I'd started digging a trench and thought it was my fault the lines were down. Reckoned I'd disturbed a cable.
If only that's what it had been.
Oliver, I've been looking for you.
Well, I just thought I'd check the bistro was ticking over all right.
Yeah, Ian said he saw you come in here.
I've been putting up price lists for the staff.
Oh, well done.
Well, now we can't just tap a screen to input how much something is. They really need to consult them. It was chaos yesterday.
You'd think one of the bar staff would have taken the initiative, wouldn't you?
Well, they did, but mine are more legible. So, how are things with you?
Well, I found a decent calculator for reception. That's helping Katerina with the adding up, at least.
Good idea.
You know, I am kicking myself about losing those old manual card readers. I can't find them anywhere.
Well, they'd certainly be useful. But maybe you threw them away in one of your clear-outs.
Oh, why on earth would I do that?
Well, you do tend to go a bit overboard.
No, I wouldn't have.
Anyway, I think you need a breather, Downing. So sit down and I'll get you a coffee.
No, honestly, I can't. I need to keep on top of things. I was just thinking maybe I should hire in a couple of temporary staff.
I should hang on. You've got me, after all.
Do you think you could have one more look for those card readers, Oliver? You might think of someone I haven't tried.
Yes, of course.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Thanks.
It's very difficult having the post office closed.
I'm sure.
Not being able to give people their pensions is very unfortunate. We've seen some distress today.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Right, so, altogether, that's £15.38.
At least the till's still operational. There we go.
Thank you. Though, I like adding up in my head. We were properly drilled in my day.
So were we, and I hated it.
So, that's £4.62 change.
Thanks.
Of course, calculators have ruined people's ability to add up.
I know.
Reese was saying it's bad enough the chip and pin reader not working. They certainly wouldn't have coped without their till at the ball.
I can imagine. I noticed you've got an ad for someone looking for work as a cleaner in the window.
Yes, a couple, I think. But I thought Susan said Emma had started back with you.
She has.
It must have been a relief after what's-her-name, who always made you feel rather inadequate.
Patsy, yeah. The Westbury Courier's picked up the story about BL's new dairy, I see.
Yes, indeed.
It's such a dreadful idea. They say the welfare standards are high, but I just can't see it myself.
Well, it certainly led to some heated discussions in here.
Oh, I bet. Oh, hi, Christine.
Hello, Ruth.
Everything okay, Christine?
Not really, no. I've just seen poor Mr. Pullen. He's in a terrible state.
Is he?
He's so worried about not being on the phone. And, of course, his personal alarm isn't working either. You know, that thing he wears round his neck.
Oh, dear, poor thing.
So many elderly people are in his position while the phone lines are down.
It's so frightening for them.
There must be something we can do.
Thanks for coming over, Christopher. I really appreciate it.
That's okay, Dad. I finished my last job early. I've got an hour or two spare.
I really need to get the trench finished today. I've got an inspector coming to check the plumbing on Friday, so it's all got to be in working order by then.
I'll give you a hand putting stuff in the skip afterwards.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll see you right, you know that.
Don't worry, I'm happy to help.
Oh, no, yeah. And I'll tell you something, it's music to my ears after what I've gone through with Gary.
Been his usual helpful self, has he?
Oh, he's been worse than useless.
Really?
I think he does it deliberately.
How do you mean?
Well, if you get a reputation for being rubbish, no one makes you do anything, do they?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I've told him to forget it in the end. He's a complete liability. Don't you tell your mum I said that, Mum.
Of course I won't.
It's okay for her to criticise him, but she gets quite defensive if I do.
She's always loyal, Mum.
Yeah. Tell you what finished me off, though.
Go on.
Well, I was knocking that hole through for the pipes, and Gary and your granddad, well, started complaining. They were like two big kids, I tell you.
Complaining about what?
Well, they couldn't hear the telly, could they?
You're kidding.
Asked me to keep the noise down.
Wait till I tell Alice.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at the time, mind.
I bet you weren't.
I'm afraid I haven't had any success trying to find those card machines, Caroline.
Oh, well, never mind.
Are you all right?
Not really, no. I've just tried to show a guest into a room that was already occupied.
Oh, dear.
Luckily, when I opened the door, there was nothing untoward going on. But the woman did look pretty shocked when the door flew open, understandably.
Yeah. Well, how did it happen?
Oh, I must have misread your handwriting in the diary. I read your room 11 as room 17.
Oh, Caroline, I'm sorry. I'll try to be more careful in future.
If you would.
Now, what I'm going to do is ask Ian to send along for some soup and sandwiches. You look as if you're about to fall over.
Oh, no, honestly, I'm fine.
I'm going to be very firm about this.
I don't think Ian will have time anyway. I've just been talking to him. He's got to go and buy some more veg. His order hasn't arrived yet.
Well, let me make a suggestion. Why don't you do the trip for him? Get you out of here for a bit.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm afraid that's an order, Caroline.
Then Tracy insisted on coming along with me to the DIY store when I was buying the waste pipes and stuff. Of course, she had her eye on some fancy bathroom units, didn't she? Really taken with some Italian marble, she was.
I'm sure Grandad would run to that.
Then we had to drop everything to go and pick the kids up from school.
What? She'd forgotten about them.
Oh, no. Gary was supposed to do it, but it had slipped his mind, hadn't it?
Well, he's got so much on.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the time we'd done that, I ended up working in the pitch dark to get all my real jobs done.
You've been through it, haven't you, Dad?
You can see now why I was so pleased to see you.
I can, yeah.
And I am going to pay you, by the way, so no more arguments.
Well, okay. But don't go overboard.
All right.
Neil, could I have a word?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Jim.
Looks like you're really making progress.
Making up for lost time.
Yeah. So what was it about? Well, I've come to pick your brains, really, Neil.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, that's if I've got any left. It seems this phone line business could go on for a day or two. And there are some people in the village I'm quite concerned about.
Oh, yeah?
I was wondering about drawing up some kind of rota.
How do you mean?
Well, to check on anyone who seems particularly vulnerable and who'd like a visit every so often to make sure they're okay.
Jim, that's a great idea.
The trouble is,
A lot of elderly people are totally reliant on technology to summon help if they need it.
Mm.
And while they'll probably all be fine, well, it's an accident waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Anyone can have a fall or something.
Maybe we could try and round up some spare mobiles for anyone who wants one. Get all a batch of SIM cards,
yeah.
Put a bit of credit on them.
Oh, we could start a collection in the shop, couldn't we, Jim?
I'm sure we could. The only trouble is a lot of elderly people find mobiles difficult to use.
Mm. I'd be happy to help people out. So would Alice, I'm sure. Show them how to make a simple call.
Yeah, sounds worth a try.
It certainly does. Well, why don't Christine and I draw up a list of people we feel fall into that category?
Mm-hmm.
See if we can get some volunteers to help with phones or to call round on a rota.
Yeah, you do that.
Excellent. You'll make a start on it now.
Ruth. Hello.
Oh, hi, Caroline. How are you doing?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, of course. The phone line's been down. Must be a real problem for you at Grey Gables.
Oh, major. Oliver's just sent me away in a bid to save my sanity.
Oh. Right.
Though I am actually doing something useful. I'm on my way back from picking up some veg for Ian from Bridge Farm. It's messed up his orders to his suppliers as well.
And it takes a while to realise how much it's going to disrupt.
Oh, yeah. We've been running to keep up. And of course we don't really know who's going to walk through the door. Or who's cancelled their booking.
Oh, you must be living on your nerves.
Well, I am. Oliver seems to handle it so much better.
Josh is definitely having Facebook withdrawal symptoms. He wants to go over to see Freddie and Lily so he can talk to everyone he's just spent all day with at school.
Oh, dear.
I've just texted him to say, no way. He's not going to be too happy when he gets off the bus.
Maybe he'll read a book instead.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Are you waiting for them now?
Yeah. And grabbing a moment, watching how the ducks go about things.
Hmm. Looks a rather enviable life, doesn't it? On the surface, anyway.
Of course, they're paddling like mad underneath.
Just like me. Oh, dear. I'm afraid my mood wasn't helped by a call from Elizabeth.
Well, why was that?
Oh, it was all very well-intentioned. She was just asking how we were getting on.
Right.
Of course, Lower Loxley are on a different exchange.
As Josh keeps telling me.
Mm. So everyone's arriving with their laptops. In fact, Elizabeth is offering complimentary coffee in the orangery.
Is she indeed?
She says they're doing a roaring trade.
It's a real nuisance having to go into Felbersham for the meeting.
Oh, it seemed a good idea in case we need to work online. And they are based there.
Well, I can't understand why they haven't sorted out our phone lines yet.
They took out over 200 metres of cable, I heard.
I know. I mean, you'd think they'd give it priority when the whole area's off.
I'm sure they are giving it priority, Brian.
I certainly hope so.
Apparently, the thieves posed as workmen took their time.
Really?
Mm. Anyway, trip to Felpisham doesn't seem like too much of an imposition, does it?
Oh, I suppose not.
I'm just glad Rufus could fit us in.
It's the least we could expect. We've been good clients over the years.
They're a top agency, though, Brian. They keep pretty busy, even in these hard times.
I suppose everyone's into PR these days.
Well, can't afford not to be.
True. Think we should forget the dairy scheme and go in for it ourselves, do you?
I don't think it would be quite your thing somehow.
Maybe not.
Anyway, Rufus knows how much ground we need to make up because of the article in the Echo.
Good. We couldn't have had a lower profile in there. Sadly, I doubt if anyone really read our response.
Well, that's where Moynihan and Parker come in, isn't it?
Actually, you know, in a way, it's quite a relief to get off the farm for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adam's still mooching about the place. He's so angry.
He's made that pretty obvious.
It's really wearing me down.
Okay, David, thanks for letting us know.
What was that?
Oh, bad news, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. David called the phone company and the weather's making life difficult for the engineers trying to fix the lines. Could be a day or two yet.
Oh, dear. Getting rather worrying now, isn't it, this phone thing?
I know. Come and get warm. You look frozen.
Yes, yes, I am, rather. It's the wind. Seems to slice right through you. Doesn't matter how many layers you put on.
Well, I'll make some coffee in a sec. Just waiting for the kettle to boil.
Oh, right, thanks.
I'm glad Peggy has a loner around. She'll be a bit isolated.
Mm. Daryl's in and out this week, sorting various jobs for her.
Yeah, that's a comfort.
Don't like her being on her own at night without a phone, though.
Well, David said Jim's drawn up a rota at the shop, volunteers to check on vulnerable people to see they're OK.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Christopher and Alice are collecting spare mobiles so they can take them round to anyone who wants them.
Oh, maybe Mum will finally see they have their uses.
I do think Elena and Daryl are very good for Peggy. They give us so much more independence.
Oh, she says she's going to recommend Daryl to Caroline in case Callum needs a hand at Grey Gables.
Yeah, it might not be the best time to do it.
Uh-huh.
Well, from what Cathy says, things are pretty chaotic over there at the moment.
It's been an uphill struggle, Rufus, as Annabelle's no doubt told you.
Yes, indeed. But then from my experience of you, Brian, you've always embraced a challenge.
Well, I'm afraid this one came rather out of left field. It's become a very, what you might call, emotive issue in Ambridge.
Big is instantly equated with bad, I imagine.
Exactly.
So, well, that's the perception we need to dispel.
Well, I was wondering, actually, if we should start at grassroots level.
In what way?
Well, stage a meeting at the village hall and really let people know all the positives about the new dairy before their imaginations run riot.
Yeah, I think I'd hold off on that for a while.
Oh, really?
Well, it might look as if you were lecturing them, rather than engaging with their concerns.
Well, we certainly wouldn't want that.
What you really need to do is try to communicate with local people on their own terms.
Right.
OK. So tell me, in three short sentences, what's good about dairy farming on such a large scale?
Well, it's good for jobs.
Well, that certainly scores a lot of points in our current climate.
Good for the economy, local and national.
It'll have high welfare standards with its own dedicated nutritionist and specialist vet employed.
Happy cows, in other words.
That's right.
Any more bullet points?
Well, very importantly, and this is what we really have to get across to ward off complaints from the Organic Brigade, because, of course, they seem to think the enterprise will be a total blight on the landscape.
In a bullet point, Brian.
It'll have very green credentials.
In what way?
Well, all the slurry will be converted into energy and fertiliser.
We'll have an anaerobic digester on site.
Quite, which means local residents won't be inconvenienced in any way, shape or form.
OK, excellent. Well, that gives us something solid to build on. Let's get it down.
I suppose I'd better get back out there. The cows will be waiting for me.
Oh, have a top up. There's some left in the pot.
Oh, go on then. You've twisted my arm.
You're really just thawing out. There you go. A bit strong now, I'm afraid.
Oh, as long as it's hot, it'll do me fine.
I've been thinking about the launch party at Ambridge Organics.
Have you?
Well, it's only just over 2 weeks away.
All coming at once, isn't it? What with Tom's special promotion for Farmhouse Breakfast Week?
I know. It is quite exciting, though.
I suppose so.
We've all been working so hard. I mean, Helen has Henry to contend with too, but she seems to be taking it all in her stride, and Tom never stops.
No.
He's so determined. I know he can get quite carried away at times, but I love to see his enthusiasm.
I just wish he could spend a bit more time on the farm, that's all. He could only just manage the milking this morning, and it was fairly obvious he couldn't wait to be off.
It's understandable, I suppose.
Evidently, he's going to Shrewsbury for a few days again next week.
I'm sure once the Ambridge Organics launch is over, things will get back to normal.
Are you?
Well, as normal as they ever are.
Mm.
Anyway, I've been thinking about that speech.
Yeah. Helen and Tom are both wondering about that.
I know, and, well, actually, I did wonder if I should do it after all, Tony, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, yes, of course it is, Pat. I'm delighted.
Well, I suddenly realise it's not a chore at all. I'd like to do it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know I haven't really put my heart and soul into things lately.
No.
And I really feel now, well, I owe it to you all to make a good job of it.
I think your first job is to get word out to individuals in the immediate area. So if you distribute leaflets in Ambridge and all the surrounding villages, it'll be a great start.
And you'd design and distribute them for us, would you, Rufus?
Of course. You and Annabelle will just need to supply the content.
Oh, fine.
We'll make sure the design is really attractive so we can dispel the image of some sort of Frankenstein monster squatting on their doorstep.
I'll make sure you have any recent reports which support this way of farming.
Mm-hmm. And are there many?
Some, yes. A recent one by the Farm Animal Welfare Council could be useful. It said there aren't any disadvantages to keeping cows in large herds as long as husbandry and stockmanship is of a high standard.
Which it will be.
Well, all that would be really useful ammunition. Thanks, Annabelle.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll set up a website where people can go to find out more about the scheme.
Right.
It's really important to address people's fears. Recognise that the connection they'll make is big is bad and explain why this is a misunderstanding of what actually goes on. Never try to drown them out with a lot of noise. Well, I know you wouldn't do that, but it's surprising how wrong people get it when they feel a scheme they really believe in is being totally misrepresented.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you're right, though. It's easy to become too emotionally involved.
Well, we really need to avoid that.
After all, when all's said and done, it's a business scheme. The important thing to remember is that criticism of it isn't a personal attack on you.
No.
What I'd suggest, too, is taking out an advert in the local press.
Saying what?
Saying exactly what you just gave me in those bullet points. Talk about creating jobs, bringing economic benefits to the wider area, and emphasise those all-important green credentials.
It would certainly be good to get some positive publicity in the Echo for a change. I've been amazed at the influence it's had over this.
I wonder if I could give the business editor a call. Try to get her to write something from a different point of view from the news pages.
Yeah, that would certainly help. Now, what about this formal planning application you need to submit to the council?
Oh, I rang the council as soon as I knew the article was coming out last Thursday. I told them the application was on its way.
And it takes how long to get to the committee?
At least 8 weeks.
We really need to get it in ASAP.
Right. Well, I'll leave that one with you. Now, let me show you some possible designs for that leaflet so you can see what I mean.
I'm glad that's all decided anyway.
It was rather preying on my mind, I must say. Oh, you haven't got your scarf.
Oh, no. Right, thanks.
I won't offer you my new pashmina.
Your what?
You know, my birthday present from Jennifer.
Oh, yes, that thing.
Oh, come on, Tony. It's very glam, and it's cashmere. It must have cost a fortune.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It was such a lovely party.
Oh, Lillian certainly went to a lot of effort. She really cares about you.
It's wonderful seeing those old photos. I hardly recognise myself.
Oh, you haven't changed much.
Oh, much being the operative word. It really bucked me up.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Perhaps it's one reason I stopped dithering about making that speech. I suddenly wanted to be the Pat I saw in the photos again. I know I can't look like her, but I wanted to have her sort of enthusiasm for things.
I'm really glad, love.
But I'll tell you something, Tony. Mm-hmm. While I'm obviously going to be positive and look to the future, I'll make sure people realise just how much hard work and commitment went into getting us this far.
Oh, come here.
Oh. I'm glad you're pleased, Tony.
I certainly am.
I must say, I'm impressed with the way Rufus is handling this.
He always sounds so full of enthusiasm. You almost forget he's just doing his job.
And he still looks about 13.
Actually, I did think I saw a couple of grey hairs.
Oh, and he's human, then.
It's great to have a clear game plan now, though, isn't it? Much better to be in control.
Mm. Oh, I meant to say, I picked up a message from Jenny. The lines are still down.
Oh, that's annoying.
She's fretting about not being able to Skype Nolly tomorrow for her birthday.
Oh, right.
Not exactly a major problem in the scheme of things.
So, how did you feel about what Rufus said about waging an informal, personal campaign in the village?
About listening to people.
Hmm. And subtly trying to find out what BL could offer to get them on side.
Well, that sounded good to me. And I'm sure he's right about there being opportunities for BL to sponsor local societies and events. Certainly not enough of those in Ambridge.
True.
We could always make a contribution to the village hall fund or the church.
I just wondered if it might sound a bit hands-on to you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Good.
No. If listening to local people's concerns is what it takes, Annabelle, then that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Mum?
Hello, David. Lovely to see you.
Hi. Just wanted to tell you I've had a chat with the police.
I saw a patrol car parked on the green.
Yeah, well, I rushed over and I managed to nab one of the officers.
Well done.
Well, he knew what was going on, of course, but I told him how worried we all are.
So did he say if they were any closer to catching the thieves?
Well, they're working closely with the phone company and they are reasonably optimistic they might get them.
Oh.
More so than when this sort of thing happened last year, apparently.
Why's that?
Well, there's been such an epidemic of cable theft, they're really cracking down on it. They take it very seriously.
As they should.
And he says that people are much more savvy after so many incidents. You know, they're getting some really good tip-offs.
I heard a lot of drain covers were taken over at Penny Hassett.
Yeah. Well, this one was pretty exceptional in terms of how much cable they took. But he says it's a worrying trend.
At least we seem to be rising to the occasion in the village.
Jim's going great guns, isn't he?
He's been marvellous. He's got a real sense of what needs to be done.
Yeah. And Pip and Spencer have been checking on folk in Manorfield Close.
That's nice of them.
And Alice and Christopher have handed out some spare mobiles. They're showing people how to make a simple call.
Jim was saying they'd started a kitty in the shop to pay for SIM cards to put in them.
That's right.
It's lovely that everyone's looking out for each other, isn't it?
It is. Anyway, Mum, I better get back. I've got Adam coming over to check the cereal crops with me.
Oh, poor Adam. I do feel for him. He's so at odds with Jenny and Brian.
I know.
Ruth was telling me all about it. Factory farming by another name, she says.
Yeah. Did she also tell you that she thought that Emma had suddenly turned into Patsy?
What, Jenny's cleaner?
Yeah, you know how Patsy always made Ruth feel like she had to practically clean the place from top to bottom before she arrived?
Yes, I do. Ruth breathed a big sigh of relief when she knew Emma was coming back.
Yeah, she did, but then Emma started stomping around the place and huffing and puffing over Josh leaving stuff on the floor and how there were never any clean dusters.
Oh, dear.
Ruth thought she was going to hand in her notice any minute. She was actually checking ads in the shop just in case she might have to find someone else.
So what was the problem?
Well, in the end, Ruth couldn't stand it. She sat Emma down and asked what she'd done to upset her.
And?
Well, turns out that Emma was just miffed because Will and Nick are changing the name of the cottage. Seems to be a big deal for her.
Well, I can imagine. Must be difficult.
She said it would confuse George and they were being insensitive, etc., etc.
I bet Ruth beat a hasty retreat.
She did, yeah.
So what are they changing it to?
Greenwood Cottage.
Ooh, that's nice. Much more tasteful.
I'm just so glad we'll be able to see Nolly on her birthday after all. She'd have been so disappointed, poor little lamb.
So how's that going to happen?
Oh, Hayley just sent me a text and said why not join them at Lower Loxley so we can all Skype Nolly and Phoebe together.
Ah, Lower Loxley, where the phone lines run free. Lucky things.
Yes. And Nolly will be able to show us that backpack that Kate chose for her. And it wouldn't have been the same if we'd had to make the call on my mobile.
Would have been very expensive, too.
Yeah, worth it, though. Have you finished with that mug, Brian?
Didn't really need that last one. Oh. It's become a displacement activity. There we go.
Oh, thanks.
I've just got so much I need to do online after our meeting with Rufus.
Well, it sounds as if it was really useful.
It was, but I do need to capitalise on it now.
Well, I'm going to pop down to the village to get a few things and check on Mum.
Actually, Jenny, I might come with you.
Oh, right.
Thought I'd call in on Jill.
Really?
Then you tear off one copy to send to the credit card company, give one copy to the customer and keep the other for our records.
And Bob's your uncle.
Exactly. Give me a shout if there's any problem.
Oh, Katerina's looking much happier, I must say.
And so are you, Caroline.
I just can't believe an outdated card reader like that could make such a difference.
I knew it would, if we could just track some down.
Oh, what an inspiration. What made you think of looking in the cellar?
It was desperation, and we looked everywhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I knew they'd be here somewhere. Anyway, now you won't have to decipher my handwriting when you're checking card details.
I'm so grateful, Oliver.
And all we have to deal with now is the daily lottery of who's going to turn up at the hotel.
Quite exciting, really.
Looks like you've got a really healthy crop.
Yeah, I can't see any worrying signs, thank goodness.
I know, these things spread so quickly when they do take hold.
Well, it's great to have some good news for a change.
Yeah, strange how cut off you feel without the net.
So much part of our lives now, isn't it?
Even not being able to check grain prices begins to seem like a problem.
I miss being able to keep up to date with the union website, I must say. Mm. And the farming news sites.
Yeah, we're programmed, aren't we? Make coffee, sit at computer, go online, check the world's still there.
It's a great excuse not to start in on any real work, all that online chatter.
Yeah, pretty addictive.
You know, I was pleased Pip talked to you about her ideas for marketing the sheep.
Oh, I'm glad she's thinking so positively. And some of her stuff's really good.
Yeah. Well, I've spoken to Bill and he's cleared it for her to come along to the Hassett Hills meeting next week to do a presentation.
Well, it'd be interesting to hear what they have to say.
Yeah. And I've got the meeting on Wednesday about badger vaccination as well.
Oh, I know. Okay. I think we're done, aren't we?
Yeah, thanks for coming over, Adam.
Well, to be honest, it's a relief to get away from home farm for a few hours.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's really not up your street, is it, the BL dairy plan?
Far from it. The whole thing came out of the blue. First they wrong-footed me.
Well, I must say, I was surprised.
Yeah, now Debbie and Brian are just trying to railroad it through.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care if they upset the whole village in the process.
Yeah, it certainly stirred up a lot of strong feelings.
Just as I warned them it would, as soon as the news got out.
Yeah, right.
So as far as I'm concerned, David, they deserve everything they've got coming to them.
Jill!
Ryan? How are you?
I'm fine, yes. Oh, you look as if you're doing a good job there.
I thought I'd clear the leaves away to see if any snowdrops were trying to get through.
Well, it's a bit early, isn't it?
It's surprising how soon they appear. They look so fragile, but they seem to survive most things.
Well, of course. I mean, you're the expert.
Ooh. It gets to look such a mess at this time of year, doesn't it?
I can't say I've ever seen your garden looking messy, Jill.
It's kind of you to say so, Brian, but I'm afraid it's not true.
Now, Jenny's a big admirer.
Oh, good.
So, how's Britain in Bloom getting on?
Yes, fine.
I just wondered if you're making progress in the search for sponsors.
It's something we'll be exploring, of course.
I wondered, in fact, if there might be a sponsorship opportunity for BL.
Oh, really?
Well, yes, I mean, we'd be delighted. It's such a good cause.
The Britain in Bloom Committee might well be glad of sponsorship, Brian.
Oh, good.
But I'm afraid you're talking to the wrong person.
Really?
You might have better luck with Jim.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for the tip-off.
Not at all.
Hope you find those snowdrops.
Thank you, I'm sure I will.
Bye.
Oliver?
Yeah, everything all right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the carb machines are a bit slow, but guests are being so understanding. It's making a huge difference.
Good.
Although I did have a slight hiccup just now.
Really? Oh, dear.
No, 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 it was quite funny, actually.
Go on.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Haynes arrived.
Oh.
They always come this time of year.
Right.
It's her treat after slaving away all over Christmas. They've got three young children, and the grandparents usually look after them so they can make their escape. Well, unfortunately, this time they were down with flu or something, so they had to bring them with them.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. They had emailed us to warn us about the extra numbers, but of course we didn't get it.
Ah.
I put them in the honeymoon suite, as usual, and then I had to traipse off to find something rather bigger. Oh, parents looked so disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Anyway, when I found them a room, the little ones were very happy, bounced on the beds and all that. I was just about to leave them to it when one of them decided to lock himself into the bathroom.
What? Why?
So that we wouldn't take that room away as well.
Oh, no.
We had to talk him down. Well, out, actually.
I imagine that finished him off.
Yeah, I did rather. I said we'd give them a bottle of wine on the house at dinner. That cheered them up a bit.
Well, you certainly seem to be taking everything in your stride, darling.
You know, in an odd sort of way, it's been nice to slow down. Mm. Though, of course, I definitely wouldn't want it to go on.
No, indeed.
Anyway, I just wonder if you've got time for lunch.
Thank you, but I'm afraid not.
Oh, shame.
No, I'm down on the rota. My turn to buoy up Mr. Pullin and Co. I need to report to Jim at the shop.
Well, I won't keep you from that, then. Mm. Mm. Anyway, you have been wonderful. I know I've been rather a pain these last few days.
Of course you haven't.
No, you've really saved the day, you know. I actually thought at first we might have to close.
Did you?
Oh, you've been brilliant. Keep calm and carry on.
Well, I don't know about that.
One thing's for sure. You've got the Dunkirk spirit in bucket loads.
And Adam, there's something I think you should know.
Oh?
It's Brian. He's approached me about sponsorship opportunities for BL.
What?
For Britain in Bloom. I can't remember him ever offering personally like that before.
No, I'm sure you can't.
He realised he wasn't getting any change out of me, though.
So now he's going round trying to bribe people.
It was very obvious. I was quite shocked.
Hello, both.
Oliver, how are things at Grey Gables?
We seem to be managing pretty well in the circumstances, thank you, Jill.
Oh, good.
Ian's been a tower of strength, as usual.
I'm sure. If you'll excuse me.
Of course.
Yeah, bye, Adam.
Bye.
Oh, he does seem very down, doesn't he?
Not too surprising, is it?
Well, Ian mentioned he was feeling the strain.
What on earth's going on outside the shop?
It's a reporter from Radio Borsetshire collecting soundbites.
Really? What about?
She's asking people their opinions about the BL Dairy idea. I managed to get past without getting caught.
I wish I had the nerve to tell them my views on it.
Do you? I have no wish to enter into that particular debate.
Oh, no. It looks as if they've nabbed Adam.
So they have.
If you could just spare a second of your time.
Sorry?
We're asking people what they think of the plans for the new dairy being set up by Borchester Land. I wonder if you'd like to tell us your views.
Well,
or do you think it'll be useful for the local economy?
Well, actually, no, not really, but
so what is your opinion?
Okay, right. Basically, I think it's bad for the village, mm-hmm. bad for farming, and bad for the cows.
Can I ask you about your reasons
for... That's it!
You obviously feel very strongly! Exactly the kind of thing we're looking for. Thanks.
I've just had a great meeting with that wholesaler in Felpersham.
Oh, which one's this?
Octagon Foods. Ooh, wow. Still looks like Kew Gardens in here, Mum.
I know. I'm only getting rid of a couple of carnations, which look a bit sad. Your lilies should last for ages.
Ah, good old Bren. She always gets it right.
Oh, it was very kind of you both. And I love my photo. So, tell me more about Octagon Foods.
Well, I took along samples of my products and the new Ambridge Organics packaging. Talked it all up.
Right.
Yeah, they were really impressed, Mum. I managed to pick up a sizeable contract for Tom Archer Brands. And there was positive feedback on Ambridge Organics too.
That's wonderful, Tom. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mum. I have to say, all in all, it's been a pretty good week.
Yeah, I can see that.
It feels like perfect timing to be launching the new brand. Everything's in place.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Dad.
Hiya.
Have you got time for a cuppa?
No, it's okay. I only came in to see if I'd left my mobile here.
Oh, it's over there on the side. I was going to bring it out.
Oh, right, yeah, thanks.
Tom's just been telling me his good news.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. I picked up a nice fat contract for Tom Archer Brands when I was in Felpersham this morning.
I was saying, it's such an achievement.
It is, yes. Well done.
Thanks.
So, now you've got the trip to Felpersham out the way. Hope I can count on your help on the farm this afternoon, Tom.
Of course.
Can't say I'm enjoying doing your milking as well as my own.
Yeah, sorry, Dad. But at least it was time well spent.
Yeah, of course. But I do need some help later. Apart from the milking, there's a tree come down that needs clearing.
Ah, no problem.
Oh, good.
So you're treating Brenda to a snowboarding session for her birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, she's really looking forward to it.
Rather her than me.
Right, I'll see you both then.
Oh, yeah, bye, love.
Bye.
Jenny, we're back online.
Yeah, I just heard about it on Radio Borsetshire. Hurrah.
I've just zapped off about 20 emails.
Yeah, I better check my inbox. Imagine there'll be a backlog for the village website.
Oh, what a relief.
They did a little feature on it. Oh. 200 metres of cable the thieves dug up. Can you imagine it? Must have got a fortune for it.
Now, I'm not so sure it'll be that lucrative, you know, Donnie. I mean, there's a lot of awareness now. The scrap dealers know it.
Well, at least it sounds as though there's a chance they might catch them. The police said arrests are up.
Oh. causes such havoc to everyone.
Well, thank goodness we were able to Skype Nolly yesterday to say happy birthday. She'd have been so disappointed.
Phoebe's looking very grown up, I must say.
I know. I suppose we really see the change not being with her.
Mm.
And at least we can think she'll be back this year. It seemed such a long time when she first went.
It did, yes. Look, I'm just going to the village, Jenny. Anything you want?
Oh, I think I'm all right, thanks, darling.
OK, well, I shouldn't be too long.
So, is there anything special you were planning to do?
I'm just keen to put the PR strategy Rufus suggested into action.
Oh?
You know, about me operating as BL's man on the ground, listening to people's concerns.
Oh, yes. Right. I see.
It was certainly a pleasant surprise to find everything working again.
I know. I almost jumped out of my skin when the phone rang just now.
Oh, dear. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Of course you didn't. I am exaggerating just a little.
I couldn't wait to share the news.
There are going to be some very relieved people in the village, I'm sure.
Mr. Pullen actually rang me to say thank you for all we'd done.
Oh, that was nice. I tell you what, Jim, now you're released from your duties managing the rota at the shop, why don't you come over for tea this afternoon? I'll make those scones you're so fond of.
That would be delightful, thank you.
Well, I think you really deserve a reward.
Well, you've had a hand in it too. Do excuse me, Christine, there's someone at the door.
Of course. I'll see you later then.
I look forward to it. Bye.
Bye.
Just coming.
Brian.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Fine, yes. You?
Certainly better now they've managed to get the phones working again.
Yes, I know. It's been quite an ordeal for some people.
Well, I hear from Jenny you did a wonderful job running operations from the shop.
Oh, well, just a question of harnessing all the goodwill that was around, really.
Still, it takes that one person to harness it, otherwise it'll all go to waste.
I was pleased to be able to help in a small way.
Well, you did. Credit where credit's due.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure, Brian?
Well, I wondered, actually, if I might have a word.
Oh, well, of course. Come in.
I couldn't believe it when Susan told me. There we go.
Oh, thanks, love. That looks wonderful.
Parsnip and apple. Henry's favourite, too.
Well, he's got good taste, that grandson of mine.
You do look cold. It's hard at this time of year.
Oh, I'm all right. Tell me more about this radio thing. It was definitely Adam, was it?
Definitely. Susan had the radio on in the shop. Yeah. She said she was gobsmacked when she heard him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, it seems there was a reporter outside the shop yesterday and Adam got nabbed as he was going past.
They didn't name him.
Oh, no, no. His was just one among many. But he certainly got his point over loud and clear.
So, what did he say?
According to Susan, he said the BL dairy would be bad for the village, bad for farming and bad for cows.
Whoa, good for Adam.
That should set the cat amongst the pigeons.
Well, what on earth did Brian and Debbie expect?
I just thought you'd be the one I should talk to, Jim.
Oh, really?
Yes, I called on Jill yesterday and she mentioned that you'd be the right person.
I see.
Yeah, with two of your hats on, the Britain in Bloom Committee and as Secretary of the Parish Council.
Yes.
So I just wanted to sound you out. Because the point is, BL's always looking for good local causes that might need a bit of sponsorship, you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they are. Especially at the moment. I'm always pleased to make links with local businesses, Brian, but in this case,
yes?
Frankly, I think BL is a bit of a hot potato at the moment. I think we'd rather wait before linking up with you for Britain in Bloom.
Why?
A lot of questions would be asked about the merits of this new dairy idea, Brian. It would taint the event, make it too political.
But, Jim, recent reports show that, in fact, there are a large number of benefits to the system.
Really? I think I'd take some persuading of that. It seems to go against nature in my book.
No, no, look, it's just a question of stockmanship and veterinary care being of a high standard.
But not to the cows, I'm sure. An animal which is naturally bred to be out in the air, grazing at will, must surely suffer from being packed in a shed with concrete under its hooves.
The animals are housed on sand. and the article in the Echo got it quite wrong.
But the principle is the same, isn't it? I'm keeping an open mind, of course, but it certainly seems an unnatural method of farming to me.
Well, all I can say is recent reports are very positive about it.
Depends who's writing the reports, though, doesn't it?
I can assure you they're properly backed up by extensive research.
I'm sure.
Well, it's been good to talk to you, Jim. I won't keep you.
No, fine.
And if you do think there might be a sponsorship opportunity with Britain in Bloom or any other local venture, well, you only have to ask.
I'll certainly bear it in mind.
Oh, that's all right. I'm happy to give my opinion. Bye.
I'm just going to collect Henry from Sarah's, Tony. Helen rang to say she'd been held up.
Oh, fine.
Was that something interesting?
Mm-hmm. A journalist from the Echo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was asking me if I had a comment to make on BL's plans.
And did you?
Well, she presumed because I'm an organic farmer, I'd obviously be against it.
She presumed right, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But I did say that it wasn't just organic farmers who were opposed to the plan.
Oh, good. Well done.
I said most people were against it, including members of Brian Aldridge's own family.
Oh, really? I bet that made her sit up.
Yes, it did.
Adam's comment certainly causing some ripples. Ruth just rang. She heard him on Radio Borsetshire too.
Oh, right.
Beale have got a fight on their hands.
Ah, if only we could believe it would make them think again.
I know.
Well, I'd better get on. The cows have been waiting long enough.
I'll see you later then.
Oh, fine. Tom's not here yet, of course.
Oh, I'm sure he won't be long.
Sure. I wonder what his excuse will be this time.
I couldn't believe it, Christine. He was trying to steamroller me into agreeing with him.
He certainly chose the wrong person to steamroller.
I did leave the door open, of course, as far as funding is concerned. It wasn't my place to turn down a suggestion on behalf of Britain in Bloom, after all.
No, quite. Oh, look, do have another scone, Jim. They're never the same the next day.
Oh, they're delicious. But this must be the last.
Help yourself to jam.
Thank you. I've just seen Neil, by the way. The inspector has just given his pipework the thumbs up.
Oh, good. He's worked so hard.
Oh. Mm. This is very restorative, I must say.
Whew, it's been quite a week, hasn't it?
I have to confess, I rather enjoyed it.
Me too.
It's been difficult for many, of course, but it did seem to bring out the best in people.
You were a wonderful operations manager, Jim.
Well, you were a most able assistant.
When you think about it, we've had plenty of practice managing in this type of emergency.
Oh, that's true.
I remember when we were without water supply for ages one Christmas, back in the 60s.
One of those bitterly cold winters. Mind, we thought it was a great adventure.
And then, of course, we often seem to be without electricity.
Oh, yes, the winter of discontent.
I suppose to our generation, this hasn't really seemed so much of a catastrophe, has it?
No, indeed.
It does make you realise how fragile everything is.
I know. But people have actually got out and talked to each other this week. Quite a novelty in itself.
Hmm.
Sorry I'm late, Dad.
What was it this time?
I just had to get back to some customers.
I see.
I didn't want to risk losing them.
No.
There was something else you needed me to do, apart from the milking. What was it?
Oh, there's a tree down that needs clearing. But it's far too late for that now.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Dad.
And, of course, you're away in Shrewsbury for 3 days next week, aren't you?
I'm afraid so.
And when you're not there, no doubt you'll be making deliveries to Jack's for this farmhouse breakfast thing. Yeah, and goodness knows what else. I'll have to do pretty much all the milking and all the other jobs myself for the whole week.
Well, you can hardly accuse me of twiddling my thumbs, can you?
Oh, I didn't say you were.
Look, I'm working all hours to open up new markets for us and make sure we get a good turnout for the launch party. It's less than 2 weeks away now.
I've been working all hours myself. We all have.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, do you really have to work off the farm quite so much just now?
I've told you, Dad.
Because to be perfectly honest, Tom, it's really getting me down.